Hello.
Yeah, it's working.
All righty, next up we're going to have Fernando, who's going to be talking to us about flexible network operations on network packet fields with NF tables.
All right. Hello everyone, I'm Fernando. I'm a Linux kernel networking engineer at SUSE. And recently I sent a new RFC to NetFilter NF tables, implementing a new NF tables expression, which is the NFT math expression. And yeah, here we are. So a little bit of context. Well, you know, IP tables, NF tables, a big migration, people is moving away. But there are still some stuff that people cannot do in NF tables, shamefully. So we are trying to reduce that gap in features. And one of the remaining features was the TTL increase, decrease, TTL manipulation that is not just a plain set. So how it works first in IP tables. So in IP tables, usually you will just use the IP tables extension for TTL, and then you will call it TTL increase, whatever number, or TTL decrease. And the bad thing about this is that, well, only works for TTL. It's not doesn't support any other packet field, and that's in the IP tables model. If we wanted to support, for example, modifying the meta mark, we will need to create a new extension to just handle that, and therefore it's so cumbersome because the maintenance bundling of all that code and duplicated code will be too much. So in essence, we came with the idea to have something flexible. We already have the payload expression, we have the meta expression, so we thought instead of a set, we could do an increase, and it will, the original idea will look something like that, but I must say that this is the user space code, which is not done yet, because first we need to get in the kernel code, but in my mind, the end result, it will look like something like this, so you will be able to specify the header that you want to modify, the protocol, then the field, and then the operation. And right now, it's going to support increase and decrease as a base support, but we are open to implement any other mathematical operation that makes sense and we have a use case for them. And the good thing is that it will be flexible. So as NF tables has an internal virtual machine, and we have the registers and so on that I'm going to explain a little bit later, we are able to capture whatever data, modify that data from the packet, and then insert it into the SKB. So the idea is that this expression, we could use it everywhere. So the same implementation could be used for payload, could be used for IP, UDP, DCP fields, whatever protocol actually, even not only header values, but you could look into the data if needed. And then also for other stuff like the meta values, so the meta mark is the most relevant one here. And yeah, there is a link to the RFC. Right now we are in a V2, and I have prepared a V3 that I plan to send soon. And I hope I can get this merged on the next release cycle. So I mentioned it before, the NF table registers. So what are they? In essence, in NF tables, there is an internal virtual machine to process the rules, and we have some registers that acts like a shared memory within the expressions or the NFT context. So the packet field data can be copied to those registers, then those registers' value can be modified by any other expression, in this case, for example, the mathematical expression, but we have already other expressions that do that, for example, bitwise or byte order expressions. And that data can be written back into the specific field of the packet. So for the goal, we want to reduce duplication of code, so we plan obviously to use the existing expressions like payload or meta expressions, because also when you modify a header, you need to recalculate the checksum, and that requires some extra operations, but we already have support for that, so we can avoid implementing all of this in the mathematical expression, and we can use existing support. And also, we already have the byte order expression to be able to change the byte order as needed when manipulating the data, depending on what kind of byte order is the data stored in the kernel. So the bytecode generated for a use case where we want to increase the TTL, it will look something like this. So in essence, what this is saying is, well, it's defining the table, it's defining the chain, and then it says the first rule of the chain, payload expression, it's going to load 2 bytes from the network header plus 1 byte of offset, so we get to the TTL field, and that data, we are going to store it into the register number 1, and then over that register, we are going to apply the math expression, which is going, we are going to say that we want to operate with a field that is going to be 8 bits, and the reason why we are talking bits or math expression and not bytes, as we are doing in the payload, is that we want to keep it flexible as possible, so if in the future you want to modify a packet field that is 2 bits only, you are able to do it and you don't need to do weird things. And also, we need to specify a bit mask, because depending where the data is placed, the data in the register could be placed in the most significant byte or the less significant byte of the register. So we need to specify that. I must say that all of this is usually not handled by the user. This is handled by the user space tool like NFT or FireWall D or whatever. So this is kind of more internal than anything, but currently it's the way we have to prove that things are working. And well, then what it says, the register 1 plus 1, and store it again in register 1. And at the end, we are going to call the payload write expression. So it's going to write the register 1 value data into which is 2 bytes at the networking header plus 8 bits or a byte, and then it does some checksum recalculation. So for the meta expression is even easier because we don't need to do any stuff related to the checksum, and well, it looked like meta load the mark into a register. We operate with a register. This is a 32 bits field. We do the same operation, increase, it could be decrease. And then we set the value with whatever is stored on the register. Here we are already handling with overflow, so if you're already at the limit of the type, it's not going to do anything, and well, no, you're not going to have any problem. And all right, so enough text. Let's do some demo. I have prepared a demo where I'm going to increase the TTL because it's the most common use case, and I'm going to explain a bit what's happening. So I have 2 VMs in the demo that are connected to each other directly. So the packet is being transmitted without any intermediate point. The TTL, therefore, of a ping is not going to be reduced when it arrives to the end machine because there is no router in the middle. And what we are going to do is to have one NF tables rule, which is going to accept the packet if the TTL is 31, and one that is going to drop the packet if the TTL is 30. So we will be able to see what happens when we are using the math expression and when we are not using the math expression, and we will be able to see that the packets are being accepted or dropped in the other case. So let me this. All right. Too small, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Better? A bit better? I can try to make it. I will try like this. I'm a little bit worried about the formatting, so. But all right. So right now, what's going to happen is on the left side, I'm going to log in into the machine where we are going to configure the math expression. So in the rule set that we have output, a table with a chain in the output hook, And there I'm going to run a program in C that I wrote, because as I said, the NFT code is user space code is not ready. So I wrote a C program to test this with dealing with all the mailing stuff. And I have inserted the math expression rule. And now I'm going to run another C program to get the bytecode, because again, well, you can see it's similar to the one that I show on the slides. And now on the right side, I'm going to log in, and I'm going to show the rule set. Okay, so there what we have on the right side, it's a bit, the formatting is a bit bad, but what we have is if TTL is 31 in the ICMP packet, we are going to accept it, and if the TTL is 30, we are going to drop it. So now we are going to ping that using dash T option 30, and as we are using the math expression on the output hook, whatever we set the TTL, we are going to increase it by 1. This is usually not obviously very useful, but it's for the just for the testing. So the packets are... Sorry?
Isn't it very dangerous?
Yes. So this is just for the testing. Usually you should do this only on the forward hook and to do transparent forwarding. But right now, let's do this for testing. so we have done the ping, and it's going well. Now we flush the rule set, so the math expression is gone. So we are not increasing the TTL anymore. Okay, and now we ping, and the packets are falling into the TTL30 rule, and therefore have been dropped. So the ping is not working because, well, the TTL is not being increased anymore. So as you say, yes, it's very dangerous to do this. Don't do it. The idea to use the TTL expression is the math expression for TTL is for forwarding only, and just to make a router do not reduce the TTL if you want to have some transparent process in the middle. But I just did this for simplicity and avoid having too many things because I need to make it short for the demo. So yeah, that's it. The idea about this is that we plan to be open about what kind of use case do the user have for operations and support them. And that's it. Thank you very much.
In your architecture, is it the user space code that is generating this code?
Sorry?
In your architecture, is it the user space code that is generating the instructions for the virtual machine?
Yes, so the user space is sending the mailing messages, configuring everything on kernel side. That's how
I mean the actual code generation.
What do you mean, sorry?
You showed some examples of code.
This bytecode.
Yeah, exactly.
This bytecode is in essence how the NF tables rules are translated into kernel.
Is it being generated on user space
yes.
side?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yes. I created a C program to... Okay. Generate this.
Because I think you have some use cases where you have discontinuous or discontiguous bit fields. Like I think the term.
Yes.
And is this something that you are also looking at or
yes.
can deal with?
We have that on mind, but the idea is that we are waiting for people to, because this is quite new, people was not expecting to be able to operate with whatever field. That's a new thing in NF tables. And we wanted to wait to hear what they need to increase, what they need to operate with, and therefore provide support for discontinuous fields. But it's on mind, and we are trying to make it flexible enough to support those cases in the future.
You have titled your presentation about some doing math.
Sorry?
You titled your presentation about doing some math. When I hear word math, I always reply Fort. Does it mean that you have implementation of Fort language inside it?
So I cannot.
How do you do math? How do you implement math? Is it Fort language inside, or how do you do that?
Oh, so actually it's quite simple right now because we have some ways in the kernel to do mathematical stuff. I mean, not super complex, but we can divide, you can multiply, always running up. No decimal point, no, but you can always.
Yeah, but I mean that usually it's better to implement fork machine and that's it, and you do any maths after that. It's more flexible and scalable.
Thank you.
All right. Any other?
Thank you. Oh, is there one more?
Do you have something? Yep.
I wonder about the syntax there. I would have expected a rec on the right-hand side of the assignment operator in the math line.
So all this syntax, if you are an NFTable user, you can ignore it. This is kind of internal. It's how the user space that you usually use when you say NFTable add whatever generates the bytecode, and this is kind of a representation of what is actually happening in the background, because here, for example, you are not specifying. If you look at the syntax, which is the syntax at the top is what you will use as an end user. And here you're not saying payload expression, you're just specifying IP header TTL field. But NFTables translate that into low level things like use this expression, this kernel module with these specific values, and add like the bit mask, and add like a lot of details that NFTables resolve on its own, so you don't need to do it. So, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.